Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
It's my house.
Yep, time to talk all things property now as it's 7 minutes after 7 o'clock. You're listening to Kaya Biz here on Kaya959. I thoroughly enjoy these conversations because we're literally going to take a look at who's buying property. How old are they buying? At what age, I guess? And how they are looking to make the means to purchase more property. These studies have been conducted for quite a few years now, and it's always intriguing to see the trend that does develop. Someone who knows all about this and is going to help us deep dive into the numbers is Lightstone, Managing Executive for Real Estate Cluster at Lightstone, a critical organization that in itself does conduct research and give us some insight into the property market. We're joined by Hayley Ivins Downs. Hayley, such a pleasure to have you and welcome back to the show as always.
Hi, Gugu. Thank you so much. It's lovely to be back.
Always excited to speak to you. And I must say, I think one of our last conversations, a while ago, I was always intrigued by the fact that young females under the age of 35 are purchasing more property in South Africa. And that was really at a time when we saw interest rates, which were much lower, especially on the back of the pandemic. But I guess as time always reveals, things do change. So what's the latest that we're seeing in terms of the average age of a home buyer in South Africa?
So, Gugu, if we look at the trends of the age of people buying, the majority of purchases are happening over the age of 35. We're seeing less properties being bought by your younger, what we say younger, under your 35s, which is really interesting. And that's the piece that we've really focused on. But to really kind of just give you a sense, over 35, we're seeing the biggest chunk of properties being bought.
Over 35. This is intriguing. Mm-hmm. So clearly people are waiting longer, but there must be some aspects that are influencing this decision.
Absolutely. I think there's various aspects. I think it's being financially stable. I think it's the life stage that you're at. I think it's wanting to settle down. It's you're in a career. You have an ability to purchase a property. So I think there's various reasons as to why people buy over the age of 35. And that's the kind of chunk of where we're seeing it. But we do obviously see quite a bit of purchase as well under 35. But less so.
And the macroeconomic conditions, high interest rate, does that play a factor?
Absolutely. This has obviously really impacted the property market over the last 2 years. We've seen the effect off the back end of 2021, 2022. We had buoyant years where the interest rate was at a low of that we've had over the last 50 years. We've now obviously seen that tick up. And we're at a stage now where the average person on the street is actually struggling. You know, your interest rates are up. We're really hoping that the interest rates start ticking down. We're anticipating the second half of the year and hopefully sooner.
Hayley, what's intriguing to notice, as you mentioned in your report, not only are we finding that fewer South Africans under the age of 35 are able to purchase a property, but they're also paying more for them. Ooh, tell us more.
Yes, so that's also the interesting part. So what we found was the drop of purchasing had dropped from your kind of 36% to 29%. It's kind of a drop in terms of number of properties being purchased. But the interesting aspect of it is the value of the properties are higher. Mm-hmm. And that obviously could also link to the price of property over the years. So we looked 2018 to 2023, and just anticipating the increase in property there was basically a 12% growth in a market of 1 million to 3 million.
In how long?
And that in from 2018 to 2023.
Sure, okay.
So it varies. It's kind of a 2.1 to a 4.9, you know, various rates over the years. So that in itself speaks to properties increasing in value and therefore people paying more for them. But linking into that, there's obviously an ability to buy a property for security reasons, for lifestyle reasons. If you're wanting to buy a property, you're wanting to purchase something possibly a little bit more expensive or in a higher bracket for the needs that you need.
And I'm also assuming location, location, location. It's the number one rule of any property investment that you make. This is also playing a significant role. And I'm intrigued to see in your report as well, you help juxtapose what we see in urban areas, suburban areas, and, you know, blooming and blossoming townships in as well in, across South Africa?
Absolutely. It varies kind of all across location, 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 to your point. And what we're finding is that we're finding the trend of people purchasing properties to be more in areas where it's community driven, where there's services available. There's a big kind of move around sustainability. So things like your solar available, looking at shopping centers being close, the amenities. So there's definitely that drive happening. And obviously that form drives into your location where there is that infrastructure and support.
So I guess the key takeaway here is that first-time property buyers are waiting longer, I guess above the age of 35, maybe yes. into the early 40s. If we are able to purchase a property, we're looking at the million rand or million and a half rand region, but that also depends very heavily on the location, as you say.
Definitely. That's exactly what we are seeing in our reports.
It's not only the vehicle, the homes that we look to purchase, but the vehicles we also look to drive. And this one never gets boring. I recall having a conversation a few weeks ago around the decrease in sales of the top German brands in vehicles that we have in South Africa. So it seems as though we're not going for the BMWs, the Mercs, and the likes and Audis, but South Africans are looking for more affordable options. And this is coming through in your results as well.
Yes, absolutely. What we're seeing is the trend that's kind of changing more towards your Toyotas, your Suzukis, your Nissans, your Ford. It's really interesting. I think there's also quite a big push in from your Havels, from your Cherries, which are coming in. And it's more around what you're purchasing and what you're actually getting for your vehicle. That's kind of, you know, your included pieces, as we say. But yes, we're definitely seeing a move towards that, which is definitely speaking to affordability as well and what you are able to get for the money you have.
I find this so interesting, Hayley, because I'm sure it must play an influence on the property practitioner space. How they operate in the market, how they interact with banks, how banks themselves are looking to position their funding or financing for home loans, and how we as consumers also need to be, you know, a little bit wiser and you know, really shop around, especially for those who are looking to purchase homes and property for the first time. How do you see this, you know, playing out in the environment in the short to medium term?
Absolutely. I think at the moment, what we're finding is that the banks also went through the buoyant time of 2021, 2022. There was a great focus in terms of lending. They're still very competitive in terms of lending. So if you are a buyer with the right credentials, they will certainly look at you in terms of providing finance for a property. And definitely to shop around, there is availability across all the banks, and all the banks have different strategies that they're focusing in certain areas. So it definitely pays to have a look at the different options that you have. And once again, I think the banks are looking at where they can provide finance. They're certainly open to it.
And for us as consumers, how do we need to act? And I guess this is twofold. For someone who might be a budding property investor looking for a good deal in the market, but then there's also someone who's just looking for a home with for their family, right? And providing a sense of security. So how do we, I guess, need to start thinking about purchasing or investing in property in the current environment?
So in the current environment, I think very much at the moment we're saying it's a buyer's market. The reason being is that you can get property at a really good price in certain areas due to the pressure. You know, a lot of sellers are under pressure to sell. And as a result, you could certainly find a property at a price that you would not normally pay. So from an investor point of view, I think it's really worthwhile doing some homework and to understand what you want to focus, what you can afford, obviously, first and foremost. And then to start assessing areas in terms of where you would like to look. And there are property portals that can assist in that. And then obviously a first-time home buyer, there's a number of ways that you could look at it. And obviously it's also important to understand where you're going to be. So location, once again, important. If it's near for a school, your workplace, all of that. Consider once again your affordability, what you can actually afford. And also look at the costs that are associated with all of that. So first-time home buyers, just be mindful that there could be transfer costs. So, you know, properties with 1.2 million, over 1.2 million carry, start carrying a transfer cost. So all of those costs, just to be mindful of that. But different, I think, for both of those prospective buyers, probably a different process for both.
Mm. Hayley, because I just like understanding the gender dynamics and who's buying. Do we have that data? I don't see it in the report, but are women still leading the charge here?
Purchaser of a home. Mm-hmm. We are still sitting at over 50%. So really, really interesting and good for the female buyer.
Got you. It's my house and I live here. I think I just had to sing that Diana Ross song because it is indicative, I guess, of some of the changes we are seeing in the environment and affordability or even just the management of finances in order to qualify effectively. And maybe that's also an interesting dynamic. You know, what is actually leading more women to purchase properties independently?
Absolutely. We're seeing that. And I think it's obviously so twofold. We're seeing a lot of, there's more single woman buying a property than a single male. And then obviously a lot of married couples and partners. But women are leading the charge in terms of the properties being purchased.
Interesting. So interesting. We need a whole nother conversation just to look at the societal dynamics that are unfolding here. But to close off with Hayley, I guess, again, monitoring the environment, there's a lot that continues to contribute to the moving parts. And that's naturally interest rates. And of course, consumers prioritizing affordability through their credit scores, right?
Yes.
How do you see this unfolding in the short to medium term, especially as we head to the next few months of this year?
So I think We're quite positive. We're excited about the new government, the GNU, as we see it. We are seeing that the CPR seems to be improving, which is really cool. That gives us a really good view in terms of interest rates hopefully coming down. And we were speaking around interest rates coming down October. They're now saying it could be sooner, which is really good. And as soon as interest rates start dropping, the consumer has more money in their wallet. Mm-hmm. And then in itself starts speaking to, is it now time for me to buy a property? In that in itself, as soon as there's a change in affordability, that then has a ripple in terms of what can be paid for a property, which then once again affects the dynamics, the market dynamics of your property market. So I think it's good all round once we start seeing a drop in the interest rate.
Oh, we can't wait. Oh, my goodness. We certainly hope that the governor and his colleagues are listening for the next MPC meeting. But right. But with that said, I guess we'll continue to prioritize our affordability as well as consumers, because that's also our responsibility to make sure that we don't overextend ourselves in costs and commitments that we can't maintain. Hayley, it's always a pleasure speaking to you.
Thank you, Gugu. It was wonderful to be here.
Thank you. Looking forward to having you back with us on the show. And thank you so much for giving us some clarity into the data.
Great. Thank you.
Fantastic. That's Hayley Ivins-Downs, who's the managing executive for the real estate cluster at Lightstone. Lightstone, an important institution that we typically speak to quite often here on Kaya Biz. They give us some details into what they are seeing in terms of their research within the property space. And yes, we touch very briefly on vehicles, but that's just to, you know, juxtaposition what we're seeing with these two important asset classes that we typically spend on, right? Not only as South African consumers, but people who want to show progress, want to get by, and of course need to have these assets to move around and be economically productive. But one of the key insights that Hayley shared with us, that fewer South Africans under the age of 35 are first-time home buyers. That's telling. We're taking a little bit longer. We're taking a breather. We're making sure we've got enough zeros in our bank accounts to make sure that we can qualify for our first-time home loans. We're also cautious about where we're purchasing and taking into account the heightened level of costs that you might incur. Think about solar. Think about security. Think about where you want to buy your property. And for many of us, we're always choosing places of convenience that speak to our places of employment, the amenities that we need around us, like a shopping mall or a school, or maybe even being close by to family. What's also intriguing that Hayley mentioned is, of course, the value of our properties has actually increased. So for first-time home buyers, you're likely purchasing a property that's gone up in value in comparison to where it was about 5 years ago. And all of this is playing an influence in some South Africans saying, hold on, you know what? Let me keep renting, or let me keep staying where it is that I choose to stay, whether at home with your parents, with your loved one, or other forms of accommodation, before fully going out and making a commitment to purchase a property. Bear in mind, it is one of the largest property, largest investments you could make in your lifetime as an individual. And of course, a lot of South Africans do like investing and purchasing property as a sense of security, safety, provision, especially if you have a family, or just getting a sense of independence if that's what you desire. Women still leading the charge, so that's really interesting. Mudiveri's laughing at me. And I know some of you might say, oh, you're such a feminist. But the truth is, I think it's when you look at these numbers that it helps you understand what's happening in the behavior of individuals, right? Some might argue that guys just prioritize cars. You'd rather have a fancy car than stay in a comfortable home. Some might argue that more women might be single parents and lead single-headed households. And as a result, they want to provide a home for their children, for their loved ones, even their extended families. So these are like the intriguing things that it blows my brain cells, because it really helps us understand our behavior, the environment, and how it translates into the business activity so much more. See how excited I get? Because business isn't boring.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.